Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
22043.
22043. Thank you.
Not quite.
And first and last name, please.
Serlin.
That's your last name. What's your first name, please?
Scott.
I'm sorry?
No, nothing.
Are you talking to me, sir?
Not really.
What is the reason that you're calling in today?
Well, because my credit card was charged by your company $68.89 without authorization, or at least acknowledged authorization. Yesterday, extended APA of $68.89 on my Chase card.
Okay, what's your first name, please?
Scott.
Scott, okay, thank you.
Sure. Okay, somehow they were able to charge your credit card, so why would you even talk to them at all? Because you couldn't get them to stop it.
I have your shipping address, please, for security purposes, sir.
What I'm going to do is you should probably be able to see my address, and you could read it to me, and I can tell you if it's correct.
I do apologize, but I cannot do that.
Okay.
You will have to confirm the account with your address, so I can further assist you.
I need them to stop charging the card.
I'll be more than happy to assist you, sir.
What's that?
I'll be more than happy to assist you when the account is completely confirmed. I pulled up an account under your name with your first and last name and your zip code. I just need you to confirm the address.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, sir. I just need you to confirm the address.
I don't know why I was charged $68.89 by your company. Okay. I need to understand that.
Okay. So for me to be able to assist you with anything, I have to confirm, verify the account. The reason why is because we have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines. I'm in a call center. So until I don't have an account verified all the way, I cannot provide you with any information. If you don't feel comfortable providing me with any information, I completely understand. Your financial institution could give us a call and confirm that we try to bill you. Well, and they could call in and confirm everything that we need.
I have already called them, and they have canceled this charge. And I don't expect any more charges from one of your 300 companies.
Unfortunately, if I can't verify the account, I won't be able to assist you with anything.
Good luck to you.
Is there something else I could assist you with?
No. You're working for fraudulent people, so congratulations.
Okay. I apologize.
You apologize?
I apologize about any inconvenience,
right?
Okay. You don't want to provide me with any information, so I cannot assist you.
Well, what? So you can bill me some other fraudulent things? You should be embarrassed.
Is there something else I can assist you with? Because I will have to move on to my next call, sir.